CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor with the editor and publisher of Defense and Foreign Affairs and my colleague Gregory Copley. We're discussing Africa from the fog of diplomacy following the coup in Niger to Turkey. And I learned from Gregory's publication that the number of Turkish embassies in Africa has increased since 2009 from 12 to 43. There is representation in Cameroon, there's representation in Niger, there's representation in all of the troubled states, Sudan, Guinea, et cetera, Gambia. Gregory, what is Erdogan's thinking on this? What is the plan?
Well, Erdogan has, megalomaniacal vision for Turkey, but he wants to make Turkey a world power within his lifetime, which is quite finite because he's not young and he is not in good health. But his plans across the board have been for really putting Turkey on the map in all areas, in particularly in defense and intelligence operations and in aerospace. They've got a major missile program, for example, underway where they should very shortly be able to launch their own satellites from Turkish launch sites. They have an aerospace industry which is producing fairly credible combat and training aircraft and particularly is big in exporting very, very effective unmanned combat aerial vehicles, UCAVs or drones. And they've exported a lot of those into Africa, particularly places like Ethiopia. They have exported just in the last couple of years, some advanced light strike and training aircraft into the Nigerian Air Force. So they're moving along. They're a big exporter of armored vehicles into the armed forces of Africa. So they've been quite good on that. But all of this, this move, this global thrust by President Erdogan is part of his gradual attempt to shake off dependency on both NATO and the United States on the one hand and Russia and the People's Republic of China and so on the other. He's now literally abandoned his ties to NATO. On August the 3rd, reshuffled his armed forces leadership, and all of the new leaders are officers who have never had a NATO command or never have been trained in Western or NATO universities or defense colleges. This is the first time that this has happened since Turkey joined NATO. It's an absolute renunciation of Turkey's traditional ties with NATO, especially when you think that in order to gain military leadership in Turkey, it was mandatory that you had some NATO experience and Western education. Now that was the kiss of death. And we saw the start of this move against the West occurring with the pseudo coup a few years ago when we saw an ostensible attempt to overthrow Erdogan, and a lot of that was blamed on so-called Western support. So this started to give the excuse for Erdogan to get rid of the NATO-trained officers. What he has done, in fact, is downgraded the capability of his armed forces, and quite often he's put in generals into the army and the land forces who have come from gendarmerie positions. In other words, they're police generals, not military generals. And this minimizes the capability of the land forces and already because he's weakened the Air Force leadership. Now, while he's been doing that, weakening the leadership of these forces and their professionalism and reliability, he's been improving their military technology. He's been building a range of new ships, including a new little mini aircraft carrier. Actually, it's a helicopter carrying assault ship, but could take vertical takeoff fighters like the F-35B. He's been building a new range of new aircraft, a range of new unmanned combat aircraft. He bought in a lot of technology so that they could start working on a sixth generation fighter aircraft for the future. That probably will end up being at best a fifth or a fourth and a half generation fighter. But nonetheless, he's done some pretty impressive things, considering the fact that the Turkish economy is virtually bankrupt. But while he's doing this, he has been expanding into the Middle East, into Africa in particular, where the Turkish intelligence and military virtually control the military of Somalia, for example. They've been of great influence in Ethiopia.
30 seconds, Gregory.
So delusions of grandeur, if you like, from President Erdogan, but making real impacts in Africa and disrupting a lot of places because Turkey is supporting radical Islamist forces. It is not a force for stability in Africa.
Gregory Copley, editor and publisher of Defense and Foreign Affairs. We're headed to the very big, big troubles in Asia called the People's Republic of China. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.